The Buffalo Common Council is planning to vote on a proposal that would allow the city to increase the property tax levy beyond New York's 2% limit.
As many Buffalonians know, for the duration of well over 16 years, the city of Buffalo didn't raise taxes at all and then elected in those 2 years to actually reduce the tax rate. The fact is that our expenses went up and that our revenue stayed the same, and then the city used savings to fill in the middle to make those expenses. We can't do that anymore.
That's Councilmember Mitch Nowakowski, who goes on to say this isn't an easy decision, but it also won't be forever.
It is only meant for this year. It's not open-ended legislation, and the fact is that we have to meet expenses, and raising property taxes is not the only way we're going to close our fiscal deficit. We have to be able to rein in our own house, close in savings that we can, but then also see additional revenues through other avenues. And really, raising taxes is only one certain avenue.
Zach Pencute, WBEN.com News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.